I won't speak at great length, but I just have two practical examples from my own life. First is that until recently I was an employee in the state public service. And fortunately, because of the efforts of a good friend of mine, we actually do have one piece of legislation in South Australia that does recognise same-sex couples, which covers public service state superannuation scheme. So when I was working in the state public service, I had the assurance that were I to pass away, my partner would inherit or have a right recognised by the statutes to access my superannuation benefits. Last year I was offered a position working for an organisation based in Melbourne, which is a statutory authority of the federal government. The federal government, 2 years ago, when it passed its gay marriage ban legislation, also as a SOP, and it was a SOP because it took them 8 years to do it, they also passed some legislation to change the regulation of superannuation funds to recognise what they categorise as interdependent relationships, and an interdependent relationship could include a same-sex relationship. There's a bit of a way of referring to it but without naming what it actually is. A dehumanising thing, I think, Carol, in some ways. But interestingly, although the federal government did that at the time so that they could somehow deflect some of the criticism over that gay marriage ban legislation, they didn't change the federal public service superannuation schemes. So the regulation which governs, and it's the Act is the Superannuation Industry Supervision Act, that Act which governs private superannuation schemes makes it clear that now no longer can a private superannuation scheme discriminate against an interdependent couple and therefore a same-sex couple. But the federal government's own superannuation schemes, which cover the Defence Force and which cover public servants such as myself, do not provide that. And that means that although I'm no longer with the partner who I was with for 5.5 years, it means that should I form a relationship in the future and still be employed as I am currently in the Commonwealth Public Service, that I would have no guarantee until that law changes, I would have no guarantee that my partner would be provided for adequately out of the superannuation schemes. That is reprehensible. It's disgusting because it's my money at the end of the day, and it's also disgusting because it doesn't represent respect the loving, caring relationship that I would have with a partner. So that's one example. The other example I just wanted to give is more a question of putting these issues into context. And again, it reflects on the relationship I had with my previous partner. One of the things that we had, and which I think is very common for gay lesbian people in same-sex relationships, is sometimes families don't accept our relationships. And hands up anyone who's had that experience, surely. There'd be quite a few, I'm sure. And in this particular case, my family was very good. My family were not a problem. But his family, his mother in particular, was very difficult. And I had no doubts in my mind that if the circumstances came to it, I could find myself in a dispute if my partner was incapacitated through illness or some other means. I may well find myself subject to a dispute, even though I had the power of attorney and we went to the effort to make that. Incidentally, we went to the effort to make that, but if we were in a heterosexual relationship, we wouldn't have had to. We'd be recognised automatically for those purposes, although we could, of course, go to that extent. So I guess I want to reflect on that only because it's a context-setting thing, and I think it's important when we start thinking about this concept of discretion. You know, lots of laws have discretion in them, but the problem is that where there is ingrained prejudice within some sectors of the community, if we do not provide for adequate remedies against the improper use of that discretion, then what we are doing is giving a free hand to that prejudice. And I think that is what we're doing by not recognising same-sex relationships in legislation. One of the things I've heard argued in this context is that, you know, same-sex couples can get their power of attorney. They can nominate their beneficiary on a superannuation fund. They've got various things they can do. But what this does not recognise is that not everyone acts in a proper fashion. And when we know that there is ingrained prejudice and discrimination in some quarters, or a discomfort and possibly a tendency to act in the wrong fashion, then we need to actually properly address that in public policy terms and in the law, which is an expression of what we as a society fundamentally value.